a wedge, ponytail.
Or if you had two of them ponytails.
Braids, pigtails.
What about if a man has his hair cut real short, you know?
What?
Any name for that?
Wait. And what?
If a man has his hair cut real short, he hasn't cut no.
Burr.
What if he has, you remember the hair used to stand up?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Some wax on the front of it, make it stand up?
Burr? What was it?
You ever call it a crew cut? I mean, a flat top?
Either one. Flat top or, oh, we used to call it burrs, but okay. I've heard them call flat top or crew top or whatever.
What would you call them? A man or boy with womanish ways? Maybe he's not homosexual.
Feminine.
Okay, what about a
sissy.
A male homosexual, what would you usually call him?
Queer.
What about a woman that has kind of mannish ways? What would you call her?
Queer.
Okay, what about one that actually is a homosexual?
Homo.
Okay. Call her queer too?
Uh-huh.
So queer be a man or a woman?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a sexually indiscreet female? What would you call her?
What does that mean?
Somebody that maybe fools around with a husband and doesn't care who knows.
Oh.
No.
I don't have a name.
What about a sexually indiscreet male?
No.
What about a sexually overactive female?
I don't really have one. Do you have any?
Nympho?
No.
Okay. That's all I know. I don't have any sense enough to help you a lot of stuff. I don't really know. What about a sexually overactive male?
Mm-mm.
Normal person. Okay. What about any name for an especially unattractive boy or man?
No.
What about a very attractive boy or man? Any name for him?
Hunk.
Okay. What about an especially unattractive woman? Ever heard any names for her?
Mm-mm.
She's a real
witch.
They were a dog.
Yeah, dog. Bag.
What about an especially attractive girl or woman? Any name for her? Ever heard any names for her?
No.
What about a person that's always got his nose in a book?
Nosy. Oh. In a book?
Yeah, he's always got his nose in a book and reading.
Sort of like you.
Yeah, what is it? Is it more worshipful?
I don't know.
Ever heard of him called kind of worm?
Bookworm.
Okay. What about a person who's maybe a kid in elementary school who's always trying to get on the teacher's good side and get praise and attention? He's a what?
Yeah, teacher's pet.
Okay. And you call the first school you went to, where you went in grade 1
through? Primary.
Okay, what grade was that covered?
Elementary.
What was that covered? 1 through 6. And what did you go to?
Middle school.
That covers what?
7 through 9.
And then?
High school.
And that covers?
10 through 12. But I didn't go to middle school. I went to junior high.
What's the difference?
Junior high, 7th and 8th. Middle school, 6th, 7th and 8th.
Okay, the place they play basketball in school is a
court.
Or the
gym.
Okay. And the kind of fence that you might have around the playground, a wire fence that's just.
Yeah.
Like you might have out in the yard, is it what kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard you might call it a chain link?
No.
Okay, so no name. What about in school, the places where the toilets are? Is the
bathroom.
Okay. And, okay, let's see. Hear a bunch of names. Oh.
You're going to run out.
Okay, look. Go from first to tenth. Count, like, start with first.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, now. You got any slang terms for Orientals?
Chink, Jap.
Chink, Chinese.
Yeah. Jap. Polack.
What, a horny animal?
That's all I can think of.
What's a Polack?
From Poland.
Okay. What about slang terms for Roman Catholics? Ever heard any?
No.
Ever heard any slang terms for Protestants?